Show them to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Shviyas, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalad. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Mars, Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Her, Nisham, Shadav, and Olio, and Bischos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Danieli, Ezra, and Spire, Rachel, Leishibi, Gemesh, Bezer, Shal, Kayama, Bekar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Gimel tells us, Chaychrin, Nirin, Min Hagayim, Beshviyas. One is allowed to sign a rental contract on Shemitah with non-Jews for his plowed land. Avoloim Yisrael, but not from a Jew. So let's try to understand this Mishnah word by word. There's a number of different ways to rent land from someone. One of these is called chakiros. The arrangement is that the chaker, the renter, pays the landowner a certain amount of the produce that grows. So the first word in this Mishnah is chaychrin. One is allowed to rent land. Nirin means a plowed field. This field was plowed on Shemitah. This Jew is allowed to sign a contract to rent this plowed land. Who's he signing this contract with? Min Hagayim. He's signing it with non-Jews. And he's signing it by Shviyas on Shemitah. And what's written in the contract? That he's going to be planting in this land Matzei Shemitah. That's permitted to do, even though that's going to encourage the non-Jew to plow his land on Shemitah. That's because non-Jews are allowed to do work in land on Shemitah, so there's no issue if the non-Jew plows his land on Shemitah. The reason why he's not allowed to do this with a Yid is because, obviously, a Yid is not allowed to plow his land on Shemitah, so no signing such a contract with a Yid. The Mishnah continues with something similar. U'machzikin yidei goyim b'shvias. A person is allowed to encourage a non-Jew on Shemitah, avolo yidei Yisrael, but he's not allowed to encourage a Yid. You're walking by a field on Shemitah, you see a non-Jew doing work over there, you're allowed to call out to him, "Hey, Yashar Koyach, thank you very much, you should be gebench, you should have Hatzlacha." And it's permitted to encourage him to do work in the land because he doesn't have any Isser to do work in land on Shemitah. Now, obviously, you're not allowed to encourage a Yid who's doing work in his field on Shemitah because it's Usser for a Yid to work his land on Shemitah. The Mishnah concludes with another halacha that has to do with Yidin and non-Jews, Vishayalin Bishleiman. One is allowed to inquire of their peace, which means you're allowed to say, Shalom Aleichem, how are you, to a non-Jew. That's even if it's on the day of their holiday. Why is that permitted? Bipnei Darkei Shalom, because it brings about peaceful relationships between Jews and non-Jews. Technically, it should be usher to say Shalom Aleichem, hello, how are you doing, to a non-Jew on his holiday. That's because he might turn to his God, to his Avodah Zarah, and say, look at this, the Yid was nice to me, he gave me a bracha, and it's all because of you, Avodah Zarah. And a Yid doesn't want to encourage Avodah Zarah. So technically, it should be usher to say hello to him. The reason why it's mutter to say hello to him is because it brings about peaceful relationships between Yidden and non-Jews. And we always want to have as peaceful relationships as possible. And moving on to Mishnah Dalad, continuing to talk about certain things that are allowed to and not allowed to be done in a field on Shemitah. Hamedel Bezesim, someone who's thinning out their olive trees. Now we've had this term before. Many times a farmer would walk into the field and see that the trees or the plants are grown too close together and none of them are getting enough nourishment from the land. So an easy solution to this is just to cut down some of which is growing, and whatever is left is going to grow stronger and better because it's getting the proper nutrients. So he wants to do this in his field on Shemitah. Beishamai Aymrim, Beishamai says, Yagaim. He has to make sure to cut the tree down to the stump. He's not allowed to completely uproot it, pull all the roots out of the ground. The reason why is because if he uproots it, at least according to Beis Shammai, it's going to look like he's preparing the ground for planting. Now Beis Hillel says, Yesharish, he's even allowed to uproot it, no problem. That's because there isn't enough space over here to be able to plant in. Now Maidim, Beis Hillel does agree, B'machlik, that if he's clearing out a large area of trees, Ad Shiyagim, it's only permitted if he cuts them down and he doesn't uproot them. Now we clarify in Shitas Beis Hillel, Ezehu HaMeidel, what's considered Meidel, that he's allowed to completely uproot these trees. Echare Shnayim, that's if he's doing this only to one or two trees. The amount of empty land he now is going to have is too small to be able to plant anything in, and therefore no one's going to suspect him that he's preparing the land for planting. Hamachlik, what's Hamachlik? Shloisha Zebetzadzeh, if there's three trees right next to each other that he's going to be uprooting, then, according to Beis Hillel, he would have to make sure to just cut them and not uproot them. And the reason is because this is a significant amount of area, he could plant something in it, and people might suspect him that he's uprooting them so that he could plant something there. That's why, according to Beis Hillel, he would have to cut them down, leaving the roots in the ground. He's not allowed to uproot them. Now, b'medvar murim, when was this said? Mitach shalai, if he's doing it in his own property. Aval mitach shal chaveroi, but if he's doing it in his friend's property, af hamachlik yisharesh. Even if he's going to be clearing out three or more trees in a row, he's allowed to completely uproot them. As we said previously, if a person is going to be doing such a thing in his friend's field, no one's going to suspect him that he's preparing his friend's land for planting. People wouldn't do that. They wouldn't go into their friend's field and prepare it for planting. So therefore, he's allowed to uproot even three or more trees if he's doing it in his friend's field. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.